Hello, this is Magdalena Portman talking about sitting, and this is the Alexander Technique exercise number 21. Sitting is quite a strange thing when you think about it. We sit a lot. We're all kind of folded in a zigzag kind of way when we are sitting on a chair. Our torso is upright. Then our thighs go forwards and the legs from the knees down go downwards again, and the feet should be or can be flat on the floor. So we're kind of at right angles within ourselves. And we are not standing on our feet, we are sitting on our sitting bones. Not many people know where their sitting bones are, so let's have a look. Let's see what's going on when we are sitting. Let's see what it actually means to sit. Go and look for your sitting bones. Take your hands and put them underneath your bottom so that you're sitting on the hands and you feel the sitting bones. They're the sort of pointy bones that you can feel through your buttock muscles. And you might have to look for them a bit and wriggle around a bit until you find them. But once you find them, you will notice that they're not flat. They're actually rounded, almost pointed, almost like the bottom of an egg. Like rockers, you can rock about on them. So take your hands away again and just rest them on your lap. Now explore the sitting bones, because your weight should ideally be going straight down into your sitting bones. But sometimes it doesn't go straight down. Sometimes we lean back or we lean forward and we don't even notice it. And that makes sitting hard work when it should be easy. So explore rocking about on your sitting bones a little bit. Just let yourself rock back a little bit and see where the tension comes in. Or are you still breathing or not when you're leaning back on your sitting bones? And then rock back to the middle again, and then rock a little forward on your sitting bones. And then you notice how if you go too far, suddenly you have to stop yourself from falling forward. And that brings in tension again. So you don't want to be too far forward, but you don't want to be too far back. There is a point between the forward and the backward where it's optimal, where you need the least tension, and the weight goes straight down into the sitting bones. And that's when your breathing can become easy. And that's when you can tell your shoulders to let go. And your neck, and your arms, your elbows, and your hands. And make sure that your feet are resting flat on the floor in front of you, underneath the knees. And see whether you're still holding your belly muscles. And if you are, let them go. Allow yourself to be supported just by those sitting bones. Allow the weight to go through the sitting bones into the chair and through the chair into the floor. And the weight of the legs is resting on the feet and is going through the feet into the floor. So you've got the sitting bones, you've got the four chair legs, and you've got your own feet. You've got about 8 bits taking your weight. So really you don't need any tension holding on to any weight of yourself. So notice where there is any tension, and if you notice it, just let it go. Just sit quietly. Enjoy being held by the sitting bones, by the chair, by the floor. Let your spine release up and away, and your head sit lightly on top of the spine, and the hands resting in your lap.